This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, March 29th. There will be a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 78 today. It will be a bit breezy later this evening with more clouds moving in and a low of 61. Saturday will be a near repeat of today with mostly sunny skies and a high of 79. Sunday will bring a few more clouds with a high of 81. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s both days. Here are today's headlines. A teenager faces several charges, including intoxication, manslaughter, and assault, in connection with a crash that killed six people last year in Johnson County. According to William Lockridge, a spokesman with the Texas Department of Public Safety, Luke Resiker of Glen Rose faces six counts of intoxication manslaughter, two counts of intoxication assault, and two counts of drug possession in the December 26th incident. He was arraigned Tuesday. Resiker, who was hospitalized in critical condition after the collision, was not medically fit to be booked into the Johnson County Jail and was restricted to monitored home confinement. He posted bond and has since been released. Lockridge said Resiker was driving a 2014 Chevrolet Silverado south on U.S. 67 on December 26th when he allegedly drove into oncoming traffic and struck a 2021 Honda Odyssey minivan head-on. Six of the seven occupants of the minivan died. Next up, Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, one of the largest Protestant seminaries in the United States, is being sued by its former president. Adam Greenway, who resigned as president of the school in 2022, filed a lawsuit last week in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas that said the school violated the terms of a non-disparagement agreement it signed with him and made him unemployable. The suit says the school began a defamatory campaign against Greenway shortly after he was asked to resign and seeks damages of at least $75,000. Greenway previously sent Southwestern a demand letter threatening to sue and asking for $5 million to settle the dispute. Also named as a defendant in the suit is Danny Roberts, chair of the Board of Trustees at the school. Greenway's suit says the seminary released incomplete and misleading information about his spending as president that has damaged his career prospects. In 2023, the school published a report on its annual finances that revealed $140 million of overspending over 20 years. School officials also published a summary of a special investigation into spending by Greenway, who led the seminary for over 3 years. The purchases drew criticism online and at the most recent Southern Baptist Convention last year. A representative for the Southwestern Seminary sent a statement on behalf of the school and Roberts denying the allegations of the lawsuit. In other news, as the April 8th solar eclipse draws closer, there's another celestial object in the sky that has garnered some attention, the Pons-Brooks Comet, also known as the Devil Comet because of its horn-like silhouette, is making its first appearance in 71 years. The comet is visible in the sky about an hour after sunset, but spotting it requires binoculars or a small telescope. In what NASA calls a very unusual coincidence, it will hover about 25 degrees from the sun during the upcoming eclipse. Pons-Brooks is prone to outbursts, which makes it more difficult to predict how bright it will be on April 8th. It has had several outbursts in recent months, including one in July that briefly rendered it about 100 times brighter. The explosion sculpted the comet's fuzzy outer layer into a striking spiral shape. Classified as a periodic comet, Pons-Brooks follows a trajectory that brings it within proximity of the sun every 20 to 200 years, akin to the renowned Halley's Comet. NASA characterizes comets as cosmic snowballs made of frozen gases, rocks, and dust, which, when heated by the sun, unleash a glowing display larger than most planets. For amateur stargazers, comets can provide a fleeting nighttime spectacle. For scientists, The space debris can unlock mysteries of how the universe was formed. As for the eclipse, totality, or the time when the moon completely covers the sun, will not happen again in Dallas until the year 2317. And by April 8th, three locations of McDonald's new spinoff concept, Cosmics, that's COSMC, will have opened in North Texas in a 21-day span. Two locations, one in Watauga and one in Arlington, are on the verge of opening. The first Texas location, and only the second in the country, opened in North Dallas last week. Unlike McDonald's, where burgers and fries are the focus, Cosmics is a beverage-centered concept with more than two dozen drinks on the menu and just a handful of food options. It's the latest brand to enter the growing drive-through drink market alongside concepts like Dutch Bros, 151 Coffee, and Swig. The Watauga Cosmics will open on April 2nd, according to a press release from the company. The Arlington location will open April 8th. At least two other North Texas locations are in the works. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.